Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I love what you say. Like, look, yeah, sometimes I do radio or get to the postseason. Voice of the World Series on the radio. Voice of the All-Star Game on the radio. But as you say, you're doing so much TV. You can be, I know you don't choose to be, but you can be sloppier on TV.
Yeah, and I would say this. I think COVID stunk. I'm happy too, and have had many people say I loved you on Korea Baseball. But we're sitting in our apartment talking over games, and it became a little more podcasty.
Sure.
And I think it made me a little worse. I feel. Yeah, so yes, you can be sloppier. I think sometimes I'm guilty of it.
Yeah, but you're talking about doing the Korea games, and I watched some of those, especially when you and Benetti worked together. I thought those were so cool. But
that was magic.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yes.
You could tell it was.
I don't know where the Emmy is, but it better be coming.
But that's you're watching on TV, and you can't read stuff.
Well, the best thing with that, too, I mean, I was in my apartment in New York City in the middle of the pandemic, and these games would be at 4:30, 5:30 Eastern time, 4:30 in the morning.
In the morning, yeah.
So I would get up at either 2 or at 3 and do my prep. But then this would happen. It happened probably 4 times. 10 minutes before the broadcast, you get a phone call. Hey, I know you were going to do the Kiwoom Hanwha game, but it got rained out. So in 10 minutes, you're going to do the NC Dinos and the Lotte Giants. And the first time that Phil Orland said that to me, I was kind of like, oh, that's funny, Phil. Oh, no, I'm serious. Okay, wait, what? There's a game starting in 10. I didn't know the other two teams very well to begin with. Now there's two new teams?
That's absurd.
So it was. And then you'd have people tweeting at you, do the play-by-play. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like, you had to make it fun. That autopilot that kicks in, whether it's radio or TV play-by-play,
yeah,
clicks off a little bit, or clicked off then for me. You know, you're sort of just accenting what you're seeing, but it was like I said, it was like log rolling and juggling chainsaws. It was what the experience was like, because you were a prisoner to whatever camera shots they showed.
Sure.
So you'd be in the middle of a conversation and there's that guy. And you know what I mean? So it just became, yeah, we had fun.
It sounds like it.
We had fun, but I also would say
I don't think it made you worse.
I feel like it did.
It probably made you more loose on some levels and more into the fun and the entertainment.
Well, I think that
because you are now, because that comes across, like, You and JD and whoever, if it's Sutcliffe, you have obviously a great relationship with him. There's a sense of play,
yes,
that is massively important over 160 times.
That's so. The one thing I'll say is back to what you talked about in terms of the origin story.
Yeah,
that's 5 year old me. Like, that's who I am. I'm someone who just likes to play. It's the way when I get to the ballpark. And people engage me on the concourse, people that are working at Wrigley, or I like to play, man. I just do.
Yeah.
It's just my my natural state. I will say that one of the really cool things, and again, just my assessment, is I think I got better like 39, 40, 41. Which is something I would not have anticipated, but I did, in my opinion, because I just think I delivered the most authentic version of me. Like, the biggest thing you're trying to do is I'm holding my left hand out all the way to the left and then my right hand out to the right. You're trying to take what you're like off the air and what you're like on the air, and you're trying to make them as close together as possible. That's what you're trying to do.
Hell yeah.
And
I can tell you that's the same for broadcasters of any kind. At least my aspiration, yes, as a talk show host has always been to remove as much artifice as I can between myself and the microphone.
I tried to do it doing ESPN games when it's still a little more formal, you know. I think local TV, there's normally more space for it, but I still think you want to deliver. Look, the best example I could give you in 3 years working for the Cubs of what I'm talking about is an example that I could give you for my partner, and that is doing a game remotely, tight shot, Ryan Tepera. I audibly say, and JD says, what? And I said, I'm trying to figure out who Ryan Tepera looks like. And JD says, he kind of looks like my cousin Randy. But here's the point. For so long in this business, we've been programmed to, you can't say that. That's not serious. But that's the thing that if he and I were sitting on the couch watching,
100%.
That we would say, and it would make me roar. So I think that that's the part and the sensibility that he and I share. You're just getting the two of us hanging out. There's a lot of stuff where, and it's a wonderful feeling, but there's a lot of stuff where when JD and I reference things, I'm saying, okay, was that on the air or was that off the air? And then I think we're in a good space.
Oh, that's beautiful.